No, producer Lindsay will not be there. Don't forget, sometime between 2:30 and 3:55, I will have told a lie. If you know the lie at the end of the show, you will join a night with Mace to a local ball game to boo a team that cheated tomorrow night. That's the way we have to say it. That's the way we have to say it. And so far, it's just me and Jorge in on this thing.
See?
What about Bergman?
Bergman is at Rams camp, so he can't do it. He's in Irvine tomorrow, so he can't come out. What about Lara? Is she in the same boat?
No, she. I don't know. Ask her. She gets off like after her show, which is 7:30. I don't know.
Yeah, but she goes to games a lot. She can make it a little late, but she could probably make it.
Yeah, yeah. Lara'd be great. All right, Lara'd be great. And I promise you, it'll be fun. The first Michelada's on me. How about that, Jorge? Cool. First Michelada's on me.
All right, you're on.
I like lots of ballpark food. I like a good beer at the ballpark too, but I just.
And I'll have like two or three hot dogs. You know, we'll see what the hype is all about.
I love the hot dogs are awful.
No.
Oh, make sure you guys do a video. Do a video with like the Dodger dog just to give us a little, you know, okay. Give us an idea of what you think, Jorge. Mm-hmm.
I'm all about helmet nachos. I'm all about helmet nachos. Helmet nachos are awesome. And now they make helmet nachos with carne asada.
What?
Do you keep the helmet afterwards?
No, yeah. I don't keep the helmet.
You leave it under the seat?
I do, Lynn.
Oh,
no, you go in the bathroom and you wash it out afterwards. Because you can't like walk around with like the nacho cheese leftovers in the helmet. You got to like pour out whatever you're not going to eat. You pour it out in the trash can. And then you go into the women's room and like wash it out. So you take it home. It's all new. And then you definitely wash it.
And then what do you do
with
it?
You eat cereal out of it.
Really?
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I just leave
or
it at
ice
the bar.
Cream.
It just sits there.
Ice cream,
or
cereal.
Or nachos. Your own nachos?
I've got more souvenir cups than anybody.
I bet you do.
Oh, man, I do too,
I bet
man.
You do.
I have a collection of souvenir cups from Rams and from Trojans and from Dodgers. And a lot of times when I'm walking out of the ballpark and I see one just sitting there, I'll pick it up and take it.
Will you really?
Oh, yeah. I'll take somebody else's cup if they leave it there.
You wash it out, please.
Oh, of course. Okay. We'll go through the dishwasher and that'll be good. And it'll be part of my collection. So we were mentioning, last hour, we were talking about my Olympics moment. I told you the one about Matthew Emmons, the shooter who
That's
lost
cool.
the gold medal. This is actually the call of Jim Shea. I did this for Westwood One. I think it was for Westwood One, not for NBC. My call of Jim Shea winning the gold medal at the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Falling back to third. Jim Shea of the United States oscillating too much in these turns. Jim Shea of the United States back into second, trailing by only 1/100th of a second through turn number 15. Jim Shea, can he pick up enough speed? Yes, he does. 51.07, Jim Shea of the United States was ragged, but he has won the gold medal in the men's skeleton. His father is celebrating.
What do you think, Momo?
I thought that was great. It doesn't actually sound like you. Like, your voice went up an octave. It's, like, higher than your normal voice.
It is, well, I was very excited, right? I was very excited. And I want to go to Beijing to do the sliding sports again. I'd like to call the sliding
That's your
sports.
Jam, huh?
Bobsled, luge, skeleton. I got to go down the track in a bobsled when I was doing that. Yeah, not at super high speed, but I got to go down
in
a bobsled,
any speed,
which
I'd
was
be
super
scared.
Cool.
That's
with
that's intense.
The U.S. women's bobsled team, which was really, really cool. So I got a really full experience, but I'd love to do the sliding sports again. All right, if you're just tuning in, the Lakers have made moves. We know the moves from yesterday. Today, the brand new moves are Carmelo Anthony is a Laker on a veteran's minimum.
Woo!
That's Ric Flair, by the way, with the woo.
That, of course it is. Kendrick Nunn is a Laker. He's on the veterans, or the taxpayer mid-level.
Yep.
And Malik Monk is a Laker, who's a young player out of Charlotte.
Former lottery pick.
Former lottery pick, had 4 years in Charlotte, and finally started to produce last year for them. The thing that these guys have in common is that they all, including Carmelo, who accepted his role last year in Portland to be a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, he shot 40% from three. These are all shooters, Momo.
Yeah. I mean, it's really they said they were going to fill out the roster with shooters, and they did. And the question is, I mean, there is a big difference. Alex Caruso was a really good defender as well. But he wasn't like a lights out shooter. He was just a good shooter. KCP was a better shooter and a really good defender. So you have two guys who are $10 million a year players who essentially you've now replaced with vet minimum guys or mini mid-level guys. I actually think, though, those guys they replace him with are really good.
Yeah, really good.
Really good. And you don't need all of them to pan out. Like, when you get guys on minimum contracts, if you have six of them, as long as, like, three or four of them are good, you're fine.
Well, I mean, percentage. If you just look at shooting percentages from last year, I mean, Carmelo shot well. Wayne Ellington shot well. Ariza was okay. He was 35%. Bazemore, Malik Monk, Kendrick Nunn, all elite shooters. And, of course, they bring back THT. That's the other part of the story. THT returns for the Lakers. And I think, you know, you've actually, and a lot of people, somebody called in earlier and said they should call this the LAARP because it's, without question, an older roster. But what is old anymore? You know, it's a day when Tom Brady is celebrating his 44th birthday. What is old? At what age do you become old in real life, Momo?
40?
No!
In real life?
You mean
old or middle-aged? Like old as a sports person?
No, just old as a person.
Oh, as a person. Oh, okay. I would say in your 60s, 70s.
I would say it's Social Security, 65 years old.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's probably old.
Yeah.
Medicare age.
I'll go with that.
Once you start going on Medicare, then you're old. Mm-hmm. But these guys, and it's tough to work in a sport where at a certain age, you know, at 36 years old, like Dwight Howard's going to be 36 in December, he's considered old. Imagine being considered old at the age of 36 years old.
Well, I'm sure he certainly feels like it. He's had a lot of surgeries.
Yeah, he has. And the other thing Momo pointed out earlier about this team is that they've got six Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. LeBron, AD, Westbrook, Carmelo, Dwight Howard, and Marc Gasol. Do I have one, two, three, four, five? Am I missing one?
Westbrook.
LeBron, AD, Westbrook, Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Marc Gasol.
Dwight Howard.
And Dwight Howard. Yeah, those are the six. And for everybody that's on Twitter, there's a lot of hate on Twitter today for some reason.
Oh, God.
I'm
last night, I forgot because I had been really good about not letting Twitter get to me. And it got to me all of a sudden. I was like, what? I think I was catching hate because I was trying to warn people that Alex Caruso was going to leave. And I was like, you need to prepare yourself to be with Alex Caruso. And it was just like the response was like ugly. Really mean. I was like, hey, don't be mad at me. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Like,
yeah, I'm getting a lot of hate on Twitter today, and I don't have time to respond.
You're probably in my mentions.
To mention each one individually or to respond to each one, but this is my blanket answer. Mm-hmm. Screw you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my blanket answer if you're sending hateful Twitter stuff to me today. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you. Now, Jorge, are the phones completely locked and loaded so we can't take calls because everybody wants to win a night with Mace to a local ball game to boo a team that cheated tomorrow night?
I did lock them up, but I'll open them. Yeah.
Yeah, open them. Because I want people to react to the signing of Carmelo Anthony, to the signing of Kendrick Nunn, to the signing of Malik Monk. If you look at this roster in total, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about this roster? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Somebody says...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That joining Mason for a night to a local ball game to boo a team that cheated tomorrow night may be the biggest prize in Mason and Ireland history. I would disagree. It'll be cool, but I don't think it's the biggest prize.
Well, are you going to talk to people?
History. Of course I am.
Like, you're not going to be some just locked-in guy?
No, I'm
going
to be booing, I'm going to be ragging, I'm going to be emotional. That sounds fun.
I think that's a good prize. I think that's fun.
Not promising you a good seat. We're all going to be in the right field pavilion. Those are good seats. That's where the fans are. Me, Jorge, Laura is going to be with us.
All right.
And a winner and a guest.
And we gave away a car, too. Remember, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we gave away a car.
Come on, guys. Come on.
A car?
Yeah, we gave away a car once.
That was recently. That's probably better
than sitting with me.
I 100%
even with the free Michelada and stuff. I mean,
take the car. It was from OC Mazda. Sign me up. Jorge, which I know everybody is calling through now to try to win, and it's lie of the day. You've got to figure out the lie from today's show in order to win the night tomorrow night. But in the meantime, is there anybody on the phones that's not trying to
win?
Yeah,
John from Vegas. He does
okay,
a good
let's
chance.
Go to John out in Vegas. John, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to understand why you hate the Astros so much. They weren't cheaters. What? They were innovative. They came up with an idea to figure out how to get an advantage. They used it for their advantage for a certain period of time until other people figured out that they were using it to their advantage. And then the Nationals in the World Series took the information they gave the Astros and gave them disinformation and made an amazing comeback.
Okay. So
I think we should hang up.
Yeah, that is a really rough call for me.
No offense, man. That's a nice call, but no.
Yeah, the Astros were not innovative. They
not
were
in my town, buddy.
Nope.
Filthy, lying.
What's that area code on that call? What was the area code?
702.
Vegas somewhere.
Uh-huh.
He was 702.
Tourist from Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on here?
Yeah,
how'd you let that call through?
Maybe oh, no, it's a good call. Him. I
mean, he seemed like a smart person.
Let's go to Sam in
West Covina. I felt like Kellerman right there. That's what Kellerman used to do all the time.
Sam, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
You're not going to come in here like that other caller, right?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I'm calling about the Lakers' moves. I think they're a great move because it's. I think it actually sets them up perfectly for the playoff run and not really the 82-game schedule. You know, with Westbrook, you know, LeBron and AD – they could take time off during the regular season now.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key things. I mean, if you lose LeBron to an injury for a stretch for a couple of games, if you lose AD for a stretch for a couple of games, and I think that's reasonable to suggest that could happen, you still have Westbrook on the floor, and you still have every reason to believe you can win those games. So you're right. They got another playmaker, and if one of those other guys isn't on the floor, you still feel comfortable and think, yeah, this is a game we can win.
Hey, Mace, did you see the text that O'Shea just sent us?
No.
Us, he means by us, the Lakers. Signing Monk and Nunn makes me upset we lost KCP. Can you imagine a lineup with a Nunn, a Monk, and a Pope?
Oh!
Okay, it's 3:20 on a Tuesday.
Yeah, 3:20, Shay. What are you doing?
Save that for an hour from now. We'll
you're
know
early,
exactly
you're
where
early.
You're
yeah, if they kept Caldwell Pope, it would be a Nunn, a Monk, and a Pope. That is awesome.
I love. Do you know how excited he was that he thought of that? That he sent that to us?
Oh, he's one of the cleverest movie superstars there is. Don't you think?
Yes.
You know he's going to be a gigantic star now. Not that he isn't already.
He already is, yeah.
But he's got the Star Wars thing going on.
Ooh.
He's got the Kevin Durant show going on where he plays.
Big time.
Big. All right. I said that I think Laker fans are generally really excited about what the Lakers have done. I put out this poll. With the addition of Melo, Monk, THT, and Nunn, what do you think of the Lakers roster overall? The choices were love it, jury is out, or hate it. How do you think the poll came out? And there's like 3,000 votes on it.
Love it.
Love it is 76.5%.
Yeah.
Jury is out 19.4%. And hate it 4.1%. Mm. So people love what Rob Pelinka has done here. I love what Rob Pelinka has done. I mean, you know, I think we've got a few general managers in this town that really understand what Los Angeles is about. Obviously, Rob Pelinka is one of them. I mean, he has given us a constellation of stars. The other is Andrew Friedman, who went out and didn't make the small nickel-dime acquisition at the trade deadline. He went and got Max friggin' Scherzer and Trey Turner.
I really thought that Passan's account got hacked.
When that came down?
Yeah, I was like, what? I'm sorry. Scherzer and Trey Turner?
I never saw that coming.
You know, it was embarrassing because they gave up the one of the best prospects in baseball who they don't even have room for.
Right.
Kiebert Ruiz. Yeah.
And they gave up Josiah Gray. Those are the two guys. And you know what? Look, we're in all-in mode. This is Los Angeles. I'm going to throw Les Snead in there. Went out and somehow got rid of Goff and was able to attract Matthew Stafford, another general manager. The Rams are always in go-for-it mode. We've got three teams in this town who are in go-for-it mode constantly.
Oh, can I even walk into this one?
Well, I don't know what you're going to walk into, so you're going to have to tell me.
I said the Clippers, too. I mean, I think you should give them a little credit. They did go for it.
Nah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's all. I had to give them a little credit.
You're right. They went for it.
In
their own little way. They went for it.
They went to the Western Conference Finals. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just a word.
Okay. You got it in. That's it. You know what happens to our ratings when we talk
about the
Clippers?
That's enough.
They fall apart.
Just trying to be objective.
But this all-in mode, I think, is like exactly what Los Angeles needs and, frankly, requires. This is a town, and John Ireland will repeat this over and over, this is a town of stars. And you're talking about LeBron and AD and Russell Westbrook and Max Scherzer and Trey Turner and Matthew Stafford. You're talking about big stars coming to town. And I think that's what we are looking at. This is going to be a very, very good fall. We've got the Rams. And by the way, a week from Saturday is the biggest preseason game in history for the Rams. Actually, for any team. Biggest preseason game in history. Do you disagree with me?
No, but I don't think any preseason game is big.
Momo, this is the first time fans are going to see the $5 billion state-of-the-art SoFi Stadium for a football game. Have you been inside that place?
No, it looks cool from when I drive by it. Yeah.
It's unreal. You can't even imagine. I still go back to that concert I went to with the Foo Fighters at SoFi Stadium a few months ago. And David Letterman walked out to introduce him, and he said, "This is my first time on a spaceship." It really does look like you're in Blade Runner. It's crazy. So I would argue that it is because we get to see the greatest stadium ever built. And I strongly believe that. Better than any stadium I have ever
Better than Jerry
into.
World?
Better than Jerry World. Absolutely. Better than Jerry World. I think it's the biggest preseason game in history because we get to see football played at SoFi Stadium. And by the way, it's the Rams and the Chargers. Now, we're not going to be playing anybody. Matthew Stafford's not going to play. He had a little thumb injury. He hit his thumb on a helmet, which you hate, and was going to miss a couple of days of practice, but he's okay. But, yeah, biggest preseason game in history next Saturday.
You are so good at hype.
It's what we do here. By the way, and it comes from an honest place.
It does. You're just really excited.
I'm really excited.
I like it.
All right, don't forget, lie of the day. If you can figure out the lie of the day, you can win Night with Mace to a local ball game to see a team, to boo a team that cheated tomorrow night. Make sure you keep on listening. That is coming up for you. And Max Scherzer has spoken over at Dodger Stadium. He has done a Zoom press conference. And Momo, I've got a question for you about this idea of Zoom press conferences.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. If you want to hear the definition of the word disdain.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It would go like this. Management.
Hey, I got a little update here. So we've had a little producer and board op switch out here. Greg Bergman's coming in the studio.
Yeah, Laura's here. I'm excited.
And Greg, I just love Greg. He comes in. He's got his Dodger jersey on. What number are you?
Nice.
This is 30, and it's actually Dave Roberts on the back.
Dave Roberts.
Nice.
Oh, Laura's got her Dodgers jersey. She's got Urias.
What makes you purchase a Dave Roberts
seriously
jersey, just out of curiosity?
That is weird.
I'm just excited that you think that I purchased it.
But Laura looks asleep. Like Laura's, yeah, that's totally a giveaway.
Laura, absolutely,
I'm not purchasing jerseys, period. But this one was given as a gift around the station.
Got it.
Laura, what jersey are you wearing?
Urias.
Yeah. Nice. Greg, what choice did you have in the number of choices? How many people picked before you?
I was just giving this. I have no idea.
So I don't have a Dodger. I've got tons of Dodgers T-shirts and
I will
hoodies.
Let you mine tomorrow. I got a Mookie Betts.
Ooh.
You got a Mookie?
Yeah, I will lend it to you tomorrow.
Mace, okay, how do you not have one?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I generally haven't been a wear a jersey guy because I'm sort of inside, you know.
Yeah, you're
bit.
Not a jersey guy.
But Wright Field Pavilion, I'm a jersey guy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. I'm a jersey
You know, guy. I decided that when I'm going to buy a Dodgers jersey, and I've decided on which one I'm going to buy.
Which one?
I have to find it or figure out how to get it made, but I want a 99 Manny Ramirez Dodgers jersey.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like
he's
that.
My favorite player of all time,
yeah,
and it's
good.
Never going to get old, right?
I might have some stuff from that year. I don't know if it's a jersey, but I might have some Manny gear
because
I went to Taiwan with the Dodgers to do a feature on Manny.
Nice.
And I got a lot of Manny gear.
Yeah. You know, that'd be great.
Okay, well, yeah, what jersey would... What jersey?
You weren't here for Manny Wood. Manny was such a gigantic deal when he was here, Lindsay.
He was fun.
He took was. Over the
Oh, town. he was still a big deal, like, not if you didn't live in L.A. It was still a huge deal, like, nationally. And, of course, and, you know, everyone in Cleveland still to this day thinks Manny's, like, one of, if not the greatest right-handed hitters ever seen, like pure right-handed hitters.
Yeah.
So I feel like people still followed him, and they, you know what I mean? I know I did. He was still a huge deal to me.
I liked Manny. I liked dealing with him when he was here.
Momo, if you were to buy a Dodgers jersey, whose jersey would you buy?
I would either buy a Mookie Betts jersey or a Kenley Jansen jersey.
Mm-hmm. Kenley Jansen?
Yeah. That's
How
my
are you
guy,
feeling
man.
About Ken? I know. I love Kenley.
I'm telling you, I am 100% on board. I think he has, I've talked to him since he's blown a couple of those saves and stuff. He's fine. Totally fine. The whole stuff with blowing the saves and getting booed and everything, he's like, I feel like I've prepared for this. Like, that's all the work that I did. If anything, getting booed was not pleasant for him. He doesn't appreciate it, but he hasn't overreacted to it. Like, he's fine. He's like, it just let me know that all the mental work that I've done, was worth it because I'm able to handle this kind of a stretch here. He's like, it's baseball, man. First of all, in that first inning where he got booed, remember the one where he did get two outs in that inning. They just
right,
bad
right.
calls there. He's fine. There's like little spots in the baseball season where you're gonna blow some saves. It happens.
It's really one bad week. I'm not worried about him either.
No, I think mentally Kenley Jansen is in a better place than he has probably ever been, and physically. I think he's still got enough.
I do too.
He's still got enough.
You know we're alone.
I know.
We are alone on Kenley Island. It's lonely here.
You know what? These are the same people who tweet mean things. It's fine.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
they
it's
are.
The same
You're
people
right.
who just tweet mean things. They're yelling out the car window. And the second Kenley has like a really good save in a big playoff game, Kenley, I always believed in you. I mean, come on, stop. Let's just
hang on a second. Laura doesn't tweet mean things.
I don't tweet mean things, but there's times where I'm like, I love you. I love you, Kenley. I trust you. But
he was great, you know? All year. He had one bad week. Just relax. I have a bad week. Don't you have a bad week?
I have a bad month sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Bad relax. Month.
Exactly. Laura,
relax.
Laura, he had one bad week. Yeah. He blew three saves in 1 week.
That's a lot.
Stop. No, it's not. It's
but
really
he
not.
Back from it.
It's not a lot for an elite closer. That happens. You're gonna have a couple of bad games.
I guess for me, it's more of like what we're accustomed to. You know, even with the Lakers, we're like, you always win. We're just like, we're a city of champs. And I think that when they do have those moments in those pockets of having their bad
jump off
rough,
the bandwagon real
no,
fast.
No, I've been a fan forever, but it makes you nervous, you know? It
okay,
makes
so deal
nervous.
With your nerves.
That's it.
Deal with it. Deal with it. You don't have to like turn on people. Like, I mean, I could not believe Dodger fans booed him. I was upset. I was like,
I wouldn't boo him.
This reflects poorly on our city.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like that you got to be better fans than that.
I agree.
If it's up to the manager, like you don't need to boo your, he's a Hall of Fame closer.
Yeah.
You do not.
Yeah,
I don't
believe in booing your own player.
I
just never have.
That was if I went with somebody who went to a game and they boo Kenley Jansen after like one bad inning, I would not be their friend anymore.
I agree. I don't like.
It's not even a personal thing with me and Ken. Like, you do not boo Hall of Fame players for your team. You don't boo Kershaw.
No.
You're gonna boo Kershaw? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You're gone. You're dead to me. You boo Kershaw.
Closer
you're dead to me.
Closer is such a tough job.
Yes.
Closer is such. You know, if I get a Dodger, if I was to buy a Dodger jersey, you know who I'm a huge fan of and who I think is like the one of the clutchiest hitters we've got is Will Smith.
You would get a Will Smith jersey. That's amazing.
Will Smith.
I would have figured you for a JT guy. I would have thought you were a JT.
Oh, JT's great.
Yeah, JT's great.
I'm betting on the future. I think the Will Smith jersey will be good for the next 10 years.
I mean, for like Mookie Betts is so good.
He's
I love that guy.
Such a bad year.
I know. I don't care. He's such a great player.
You know, I traded him in fantasy. I got so frustrated with Mookie Betts.
He's hurt. He's been hurt all year. It's okay.
Yeah, something just not right.
I love that guy. I don't even as a fan. I just as a fan of baseball. Like I loved him when he was in Boston. I love the way he plays. He plays so hard. He's so scrappy. That play at second base the other day. Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's great. I hope he rounds into form.
He's just been hurt all year. Just
a number of these guys. I mean,
take a day off, Mookie.
I hope Bellinger rounds into form.
Yeah.
He had two hits on Saturday. He got Sunday off. Maybe that was a sign. I was thinking about that. I thought, well, he had two hits on Saturday. Maybe Robert said, hey, I want you to take a day off and feel what it feels like to have come off a two-hit game. Like, savor that a little bit.
That's pretty good.
Do you think that's possible that's what happened? Take a couple of days off and just enjoy
your two-hit
game.
No, I just think he's been nursing injuries all year. That, like, later. You know, did you see that thing Mark Spears and I put out yesterday? Chris Paul had surgery on his left wrist.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He'll be ready for. I mean, we all knew watching Chris Paul in the finals, like, something's wrong with that guy, man. Why does he have so many turnovers? He needed surgery on that wrist. Like, that's how injured he was. I mean, I don't know. Mookie, to me, I just think he's had injuries all year long that he doesn't want to talk about. I mean, behind the scenes, I think what I've heard is they've been saying, hey, man, why don't you just take a couple weeks and get yourself right? And he's like, I'm not going to take any days off.
Hey, one quick thing before we get to Game of Games. Nate Duncan. Do you know Nate Duncan?
Of course, yeah.
Just tweeted this. I saw you retweet.
He's one of my favorite nerds.
With THT and none, the Lakers are now at $16.7 million over the luxury tax threshold, meaning that they're going to pay $34.4 million in tax with 12 players on the roster.
Guaranteed contracts. That's a big difference.
Oh, guaranteed
So there's 14
contracts.
Players, but two of those are non-guaranteed. I think McKinney and I got to remember who the other one is.
He says could still pay Markieff. Markieff has just signed with Miami, Markieff mm-hmm. Morris. Jared Dudley, and Wes Matthews to fill out the 15 on veterans minimums. Team salary plus tax, $210 million.
Yeah. So you want to know why the Lakers didn't go big on Alex Caruso?
Yeah, or, that's it.
And, you know, I think it's a question in terms of, yes, the Lakers, okay, some people would say, well, he's a championship-level team. You got to pay the tax. They're paying a lot of tax.
Yeah,
they're
no,
paying
that
a
is
lot
a,
of tax.
By the way, that is a tribute. The fact that they're paying $35 million in luxury tax, a tribute to Jeannie Buss and the willingness to pay for a roster that is this expensive. Is that the highest payroll in the league? $210 million plus tax?
Well, what they're doing is you're factoring in your actual payroll plus what you're paying in luxury tax. When Brian Windhorst wrote this story maybe a couple months ago, there was the options were Caruso, Schroeder, THT, and that whole group coming back on those deals. It was looking like they could be paying $250 million. Mm. Half a bill for the Lakers. Half a bill. Now, I think the Warriors are going to be up there, too, because they just signed Steph Curry to this big thing, and they have a lot of expensive contracts. So the Warriors and the Nets are up in the tax pretty high. Oh, look, Bobby Marks will get us that answer.
I'm sure he will. It's high. In any event, it's high, and the Jeannie Buss and the Lakers are willing to pay a lot of tax. Lucky us, we get to see an even better team because of the willingness to pay that luxury tax. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Lindsay's game today. Momo, you got to do the game tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
And then after Game of Games, do you know my lie of the day? I told a story that is completely untrue. I explained something that was completely false. If you can figure it out, you've got a chance to win a night with Mace to a local ball game to see a team that cheated tomorrow night. So 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN. Game of Games plus that coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and standing by is Lindsay with today's game. Lindsay, what are we doing today?
Well, we're going to do, in honor of free agency, NBA free agency signing, I've got a list of the 25 highest paid professional athletes. And instead of just having you guys guess their salaries, because I think there's a few of them that you probably know by heart, I want you to guess how much they make or going to make in 2021, including their off-the-field endorsements. So I'll give you a name, okay, and you got to tell me a number, and it'll be in millions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Number one. Conor McGregor, how many millions do you think he makes overall in 2021? Mason?
I will say 125 million.
All right. Ramona, what do you think?
I'm going to say 100 million.
All right. Jorge?
140 million.
Okay. And the answer is 180. Jorge.
Wow.
Point there.
All that whiskey he sells, right? That whiskey brand?
He is unbeatable in these games.
Yeah.
His off the field earnings are 158 million.
Damn.
So he's only gets the, you know, only 22 actually comes from MMA. All right, number two, Lionel Messi. What do you think, Ramona?
I will say 200 million. I think he makes it.
All right, Jorge.
325 million.
Whoa.
All right, and
is
Mason.
It closest without going over, or just closest?
Yes, closest without going over. Sorry.
I'll bid $1.
All right, and his total is 130 million.
Oh,
so
wow,
Mace gets the point there.
Yeah.
Quite right, a difference from Conor McGregor. All right, number three. Let's go with Jalen Ramsey. How many million do you think he'll make this year, Jorge?
I'll say 40 million.
All right, Mason.
I will say he makes 29 million.
All right, Momo.
Jalen Ramsey, I will say 10 million.
All right. And the actual answer is 43.5.
Wow.
So Jorge gets that one.
Jorge.
What does he make money on for his off the field?
Endorsements and all that stuff, yeah.
43.5 of it, or I mean 42.5 of it is his salary.
Oh,
alone.
Okay. I thought we were just doing endorsements.
No. It's everything.
Everything.
Oh, everything all together.
Yeah,
okay. I thought it was just off the court. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next one.
Momo's just learning the rules.
No, just
Kyrie Irving. How many million is Kyrie Irving going to make this year? Who did I start with last time, Ramona?
With me.
Oh, Jorge.
Yeah,
so, Mace, it's your turn.
Okay.
Then.
I will say Kyrie Irving, 250 million.
Okay. And Momo, what do you think?
Kyrie. He makes, I will say, 180.
All right. Jorge, what do you think?
115.
And the answer is 44 million. So you guys are all over. So no one gets the point.
Wow.
For that.
That's it?
All
right. 44 million. He makes like 35 on salary.
He makes 27 in salary.
Ooh.
And 17 in endorsements. All right. So,
it's Jorge 2.
Jorge 2.
Momo yet to scratch.
Mason, you have 1, not 2.
Oh, okay. 1.
But nice try. All right, next one. Joey Bosa. How much is he making this year, Ramona?
Joey Bosa. I will say 30 million.
All right. Jorge.
I'll say 35.
Okay. Mace, what do you think?
I will bid $1.
All right. And the actual retail price is 44 million.
Oh,
so Jorge gets the point again.
Jeez.
Jorge, man.
Again.
It was close.
Jorge's
I was
cleaning
close
up. Yeah, you were close.
Why has Jorge gotten so good at Game
Momo,
of Games?
Momo, am I Googling or anything?
No, he's
exactly.
not. I'm
no,
lying
I don't,
you.
I don't
you.
Believe people blame
I believe
me that
you're
I
honest,
cheated.
Jorge.
Yeah. I'm not questioning.
No,
that.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, I know.
All right, next one. Let's go with Klay Thompson. How much is Klay Thompson making this year? Momo, I'll start with you.
Klay Thompson. I will say 50 million.
All right. Jorge, what do you think?
75.
Okay, and Mace, what do you think?
I don't know. He's got that. I'll say 76.
Oh.
You guys are all wrong because it's 44 and a half. So
he makes money on that Anta deal.
No, well, gosh. He makes
challenging the premise of
28.5 is his salary and 16 is his endorsement. So it's still,
is that right? He had a big extension.
Yes, it's in 2021.
I feel like these numbers are
in 2021, Momo. According to Forbes. I will send you the link when we are done.
How much money does he make in salary? Didn't he sign a giant extension?
I'm looking it up.
I'm looking at Clay's salary.
Cristiano Ronaldo. How much does he make, Jorge?
$90 million.
Okay. Mace, what do you think?
I think he makes $100 million.
All right. Ramona.
101.
You'll be glad you did because he makes 120.
Woo!
So Momo finally
won. He signed a 5-year, $190 million deal in July of 2019, Clay Thompson.
Correct. He made $28.5 million in salary in 2021. That's how it shakes out. Next one.
Okay.
Dak Prescott. Who did 38.
190 divided by 5 is 38.
Momo.
Oh, but that's not how the deal is structured. Trust me.
All right.
All right.
I'm fixated on this. I'm like, what's going on here?
You're wrong.
How could that be?
Because we got to do lie of the day, I say we give the win to Jorge.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Another win for Jorge.
Two in a row.
Jeez, oh, man. Thanks for ruining my game, Momo.
Well, check your numbers, man.
I'm looking at it right now.
Look, I'm 5 years, 190. I'm like, what are we talking about
just
here?
Just like misannoying there. All right.
I just want to be right.
All right, so here we go. At some point today, we're giving away right now a night with Mace to a local ball game to boo a team that cheated tomorrow night. It's the way we're phrasing it, okay? So I told the lie sometime between 2:30 and now. If you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN, I told a bunch of stories deliberately in there to try to throw you off. Jorge, who's up first?
Go to Manny in Northridge.
Manny in Northridge. Manny, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
I'm just going to the Dodger game tonight.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What was my lie of the day?
The game show, What's My Name, isn't a game show.
The game show, actually, was called Sale of the Century, and I was absolutely on it. In fact, it's on YouTube.
Oh,
thanks,
man,
for trying, Manny. Yeah, it's embarrassingly still on YouTube. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, just hanging out, trying to go to the game with you.
All right. What's the lie of the day?
I don't believe that you picked up any cups that you just found at the Dodger game. I don't think Juan would let you.
I am sorry. I pick up souvenir cups everywhere I go. I've got a cupboard full of probably 100 souvenir cups, Mike. Thank you very much for trying. All right. Let's go to Zach. Zach, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
At work right now, but taking a little break. Good afternoon, Steve. How are you, sir?
Everything is good. So do you know what my lie of the day was?
I'm going to say that it was you would buy the Will Smith Dodger jersey.
No, I'm sorry. I would have an inclination to buy a Will Smith Dodger
that's
jersey.
That's funny that he thinks
that is
a lie.
That's good. I like it. This is a fun game.
Poor Will Smith. Who is it, Corey? Devin in L.A., you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, Mace, Momo, Lynn, Jorge, love you guys, man. Mason, the lie of the day was you not owning a Dodgers jersey.
I am sorry, I do not own a Dodgers jersey. That's difficult. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Jorge, Lindsay, you're allowed to help the next caller, okay? Because I know you've been keeping track. Where are we going, Jorge?
Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean.
Sean, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, man, just driving home.
All right, what was the lie of the day? We're going to let Lindsay and Jorge try to help you. Lindsay?
Well, let's see. Well, I think it was that he finished third in Sale of the Century, or it could be a different one. But, Jorge, I don't know. You give your suggestion.
No, I was going with Sale of the Century, too.
It is not Sale of the Century.
Jim Carrey.
It was 100% real. 100% real. Sorry.
Okay, then I have it.
You have it? Okay, let's try one more. Roger, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
I'm listening to your radio show.
Excellent. So what was my lie of the day?
That you don't have Nike shoes. You have A6 shoes when you golf. That's what people are talking about.
100% right. Woo! You got it, man. I don't own anything Nike. I don't own Nike anything. And in those golf videos, I am wearing A6 shoes. Roger, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I will see you tomorrow night for a night with Mason to a local game that you boo the other team at tomorrow night. Okay, man?
That was an awesome pull right there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow, Roger. Hang on a second. Nice.
All right.
I'm glad somebody got it. Yeah, I don't own anything Nike.
I just want to point out that, Mason, remember when you tried to say what size your shoes were? You said you had like 14 and a half. Those were Nikes in that photo. Just saying.
Because, that was a cut and paste job, as you know, as you figured out.
Okay,
my shoe size isn't exactly what I said it was. All right, there you have it. There's your Mason. Tonight we got Dodgers Astros at Dodger Stadium. Everybody's going to be watching that. If you're going out there, have fun and boo your asses off. Tomorrow night we will all be there. Coming up next for you is SLK. Stay tuned. Lots of reaction to Lakers free agents. The roster is about complete. And tonight, Dodgers Astros. Stay tuned. Mason and Ireland back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Thank you, Momo.
You're welcome. I'll be here actually on time. Okay, I'm not doing anything.
Excellent. See you tomorrow on 710 ESPN.